Park City. City Manager Diane Foster says bringing broadband to Park City is a significant infrastructure project. But if the city takes it on, the technology would be brought here about twice as fast as if the city didn't play a part.
Estimates are right now, you know, if I were to just take a shot at how quickly we would have it. And do know that the private companies are installing fiber, but it's just not happening quickly enough. I don't think we'd see a full fiber network before 10 years at best.
While she doesn't believe that broadband would be a true economic developer like it has been in other cities, it will be something that will keep existing businesses viable and be a convenience for residents.
For some people, it's, hey, I want to be able to download Netflix without getting that buffering piece with the little dots that tells you to wait. For others, it is actually a business piece. So a friend of mine has a video and photography business, and he doesn't have speeds that are fast enough for him to be able to transfer files back and forth to his customers.
City Council will hear a presentation and work session at 3:50 p.m. Thursday, and will discuss the various options available as the city moves deeper into the possibility of developing broadband. The least involved option, she says, is to just put in infrastructure each time the city has a new project, like a new water line or new sidewalks.
We'd put pipe in every time we did a public project, and then the private companies could pull fiber through.
Getting involved one step deeper, says Foster, would be to partner with a company like Comcast, Google Fiber, or CenturyLink.
And if you look at what they've done in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, as well as they're now doing in Provo, those are single source, basically creating monopolies, but with well-known company.
And the third option, she says, is for the city to fully embrace it, becoming sort of a franchisee.
The city could actually install all of the fiber and put in a full network, and then create a marketplace on top of that where the private companies would compete. So, for example, Comcast, CenturyLink, et cetera, could all sit on top of that, and they would deliver the service to the customer, while the city would receive a franchise fee for having built that system.
The city has been installing conduit along with most new infrastructure projects. Some were done just before the 2002 Olympics, or with projects like the current Deer Valley Drive redo. But Foster says there's still a lot of costly fiber to install.
It is by no means a full network. It is very much, good description, patchwork. As well as one of the biggest problems in fiber, even for the private companies, is what they consider what they call the last mile. And that is the last mile to the home is quite expensive because you're talking about putting fiber to each individual home and business.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. She says during the work session, they'll hear from Pete Ashdown of X Mission, who doesn't do business in Park City, but who can answer questions and explain specifically why bringing in broadband technology is a good idea. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.